Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Seoul, South Korea, inviting a community to participate in the Falun Dafa exercises. Auckland and Sydney, visiting Chinese premier meets with peaceful protests. Shenyun continues selling out shows across the United States. Documentary Human Harvest on tour in Japan. Intercepting TV signals in China, a look back at Falun Gong practitioners' peaceful resistance to the persecution. And Romania, small town resident signed petition in support of Falun Gong. Now for the stories.
Seoul, South Korea, inviting the community to participate in the Falun Dafa exercises. Falun Dafa practitioners in South Korea hosted a community event in Seoul, South Korea, on March 27, 2017, and invited local residents and tourists to join in the meditation practice. At Gwangwon-un Gate Plaza, a famous tourist destination, practitioners did the exercises along with the music. One member of the group explained to passers-by how Falun Dafa has helped those who practice it, both physically and spiritually. A man walking by said that he did not know there were so many Falun Dafa practitioners in China. He asked for more brochures so that he could share them. Many people talked with the practitioners and took informational materials. Several tourists from other countries stopped and began to learn the exercises. A tourist from Mexico said he had heard about Falun Dafa back in 2000. He had also learned the exercises, but I later stopped because my work and life got too busy, he added. Seeing the group doing the exercises reminded him of how good it felt, and he did the meditation with them. Later in the day, he went to a group study site and read Duan Falun, the main teachings of Falun Dafa, with them. Since his public introduction in 1992, Falun Dafa has attracted over 100 million people in more than 100 countries.
Auckland and Sydney, visiting Chinese premier meets with peaceful protests. Chinese Premier Lee Kakyon visited Australia and New Zealand on March 22nd through 28th. In both Sydney and Auckland, he was met with Falun Gong practitioners staging peaceful protests outside his hotels and meeting places. The protesters demonstrated in an attempt to persuade Lee to take action to end the persecution and hold Jiang Zemin responsible for the crimes committed during the past 18 years. Jiang is the former Chinese leader who orchestrated the crackdown on Falun Gong. As Lee was leaving the airport for his hotel at around midnight on March 22nd, practitioners were standing on the sidewalk where he could see them from his car. They quietly held up their banners, wanting their voice to be heard by the Chinese leader. Earlier, at 9 p.m., a bus dropped off a group of Chinese students who came to the airport to welcome Lee's arrival. When they spotted the Falun Gong group on the sidewalk, they surrounded them and their banners so people couldn't see them from their cars. A police officer, after learning what happened, drove the students away. Such groups of students and other Chinese official greeters for visiting Chinese leaders are typically arranged for and paid by local Chinese embassies. Practitioners went to Martin Place in Sydney on the 24th to raise awareness of the ongoing persecution. A practitioner told a reporter from SBS that they came because they wanted to get their point across to the Chinese leader. They wanted the Chinese leaders to stop persecuting the practitioners in China and hold dictator Jiang responsible for their years of suffering. Chinese Premier Li visited the Fisher & Paykel office in Auckland, New Zealand on March 28, where practitioners stood outside of the entrance with their banners up. The same scenario happened when Li stopped by the Langham Hotel and Government House in Epsom. Among those who came to welcome Li, many of them listened to practitioners tell them about the persecution and why it was wrong. Several chose to quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliates to sever ties with the regime. Some were clearly quite pleased and thanked practitioners for their efforts.
Shenyun continues selling out shows across the United States. Shenyang Performing Arts continued its United States tour in mid-March with sold-out shows in Arizona, Illinois, Nevada, and Massachusetts. 1 month before the 12 shows in three Arizona cities, the local presenter added two more shows to meet demand. Even with the extra shows, some people requested standing room tickets. John Hunt, Senior Vice President at Itasca Bank and Trust Co., said, "Beautiful. It was a very nice evening. The bank brought 40 clients to see the performance." China was a beautiful country with beautiful, calm, quiet people, Mr. Hunt noted. It was just pleasant to see the different aspects of the dance, he said. Company President Chelsea Hansen, who brought 50 employees to see the show in Las Vegas, said, "The feeling is amazing. The performance is extra excellent. It's a perfect performance. I would say we tried to find a mistake, but it really is perfect. It really changed me so much. Unbelievable. I'm motivated to even work harder and see if they can do it, why can't we in real life," she said. Investor and professional interpreter John Ching said, "Phenomenal. The Chinese culture is being exemplified by the content. It was like a vessel putting all good things inside, and it allows you to obtain and benefit from the spiritual message," he said. "I saw that this is a pure substance of kindness and goodness and faith," he noted. "Today is almost like there is a clean sweep, allowing me to see the mirror and see myself and see my own soul," reflected Mr. Ching. Shenyang will continue its North American tour with upcoming performances in Thousand Oaks, California, Claremont, California, and Portland, Oregon.
Documentary Human Harvest on tour in Japan. A screening tour of the documentary Human Harvest in Japan kicked off with its premiere in Shizuoka on March 24th, and a screening in Abiko the next day. Winner of the prestigious Peabody Award, the film exposes the Chinese Communist Party's forced organ harvesting from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. Canadian human rights lawyer David Mattis, co-author of several investigative reports on China's organ harvesting crimes, visited Japan to urge Japanese legislation on this issue. Mr. Sishu Makino, the former Vice Minister of Economy, Trade, and Industry of Japan, attended the premiere and said that Mr. Mattis presented compelling facts in the documentary and that this issue concerns everyone. He said he sincerely hopes the persecution will end soon. After the screening, actor Mr. Norizuki said, "I had heard about organ trade on the black market in China, but I was shocked by what I learned from this film. I'm thinking about what I can do to help stop it. It needs persistent efforts and hard work." "It's hard to believe," said Mr. Kitamoto Shiharu, a media professional. "Even though I have heard about organ harvesting before, I'm still very saddened after watching the film. Such a crime can't be ignored. More people need to learn what's going on." The second screening, in Abiko on March 25th, was packed. Several city council members attended, with one stating that organ harvesting from living people was unforgivable, and if Japanese go to China for organ transplants, it would equate to participating in a crime. He said his heart was very heavy after watching the film. He said he thinks the Japanese government should pass laws barring organ transplant tourism to China. More screenings of the documentary and panel discussions will be held in Hiroshima, Kobe, Tokyo, and other cities in Japan.
Intercepting TV signals in China. I look back at Falun Gong practitioners' peaceful resistance to the persecution. The Chinese Communist regime launched its campaign against Falun Gong in July 1999. The next few years saw state-owned media filled with propaganda against the spiritual discipline, which is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. As all legal channels to appeal against the persecution had been blocked, Falun Gong practitioners utilized some unconventional means to educate the public of what the practice was about and why the persecution was illegal. One of the Get the Word Out techniques was to tap into cable TV to broadcast programs exposing the illegality and brutality of the persecution. Such an act touched a nerve with the Chinese regime, which retaliated by ordering arrests, imprisonment, and torture of the practitioners involved in the TV tapping incidents. A total of 129 practitioners, nearly one-third female, were confirmed to have been arrested between 2001 and 2005, when all known TV interceptions took place. More than 85% of the practitioners, numbering 110, were given prison terms ranging from 3 to 20 years, with an average length of 12.5 years. To date, 11 of the sentenced practitioners have died from torture-induced injuries or health problems, while 10 other practitioners have also lost their lives over the years. Some of the surviving practitioners are still serving time in prison, while others, though released, are struggling to deal with the long-term damage they sustained while in detention. The TV tapping incidents and subsequent arrests took place in 21 cities, in 11 provinces, and centrally controlled municipalities, from northern Liaoning province to southern Guizhou province, and from western Qinghai province to eastern Shandong province. Two Chongqing practitioners tapped into local cable TV in 2001, marking the first such feat in practitioners' efforts to expose the persecution. The year that followed saw a flurry of TV tapping events, which led to the arrests of close to 100 practitioners.
Romania, small-town resident signed petition in support of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners from Bucharest, Romania, went to Alexandria, a small town 62 miles southwest of the capital, on March 26th to introduce the practice to local residents. The practitioners set up a table and poster boards containing Falun Gong information, distributed informational materials to passers-by, and demonstrated the exercises. The demonstration drew the attention of many passers-by. The visitors learned about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong and the atrocity of organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Many people signed the petition opposing the CCP's live organ harvesting. One senior man said before signing the petition, "Our country experienced communism. We know its nature. Such persecution cannot be allowed." An elder lady said, "We don't agree with the China's forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. It must be stopped." A middle-aged lady came to sign the petition after accepting a flyer from a practitioner. She said she was a reporter and worked hard for freedom of speech. She pointed out that the CCP's persecution must be stopped. Another elder lady came with a young girl who was 7 or 8 years old. She watched the Falun Gong exercise demonstration and said that she liked the graceful hand gestures and that they made her feel comfortable. She signed the petition. The young girl said, "I want to sign the petition too." She too signed the petition and left with the elder lady. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.